It's new. It's amazing. It's Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prel brings you The Life of Riley. Prel, the shampoo that removes dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely. Prel presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley is a man who doesn't feel he's doing his duty as a husband and father unless he's worrying about something. This week, his wife hasn't given him any cause for alarm. His son, Junior, has been behaving himself. So it's daughter Babs' turn to bear the brunt of Riley's fatherly concern.
I'm home, Dumplin'.
Oh, hello, dear. How's the movie?
Oh, great. Children of Today. Wonderful picture. I love a movie that's really up to the minute.
Now, who was in it?
Rudolph Valentino and Pearl White.
Well, they were silent stars. Well, that picture must have been made 30 years ago.
Well, it still holds good for today. It shows what happens when kids ain't brought up right. There's one scene when a boy no older than our Junior hits his father on the head with an axe and then robs him. I want Junior to go see that picture. He'll learn a lot.
Oh. Well, I doubt if he'd like it. He only likes Westerns.
Yeah, believe me, a picture like that makes a father worry about his kid's future.
Well, you don't have to worry about our children.
That's because I brought them up right. Instead of running around the streets all hours of the night like other kids, our Junior's in bed. And Babs is in a room reading a good book.
Well, Babs isn't home.
Yes, sir. Thank heaven we got nothing to worry about. Where is she?
Out.
Out? So late at night? How could you let a young girl like that go out all alone?
She's not alone. She's with that nice boy, Harry Bates.
I've talked to that boy. I'd rather she was alone.
Oh, Harry's all right.
All right. Who is he? A nobody. And he comes from a family of nobodies.
Well, my goodness, who are we?
I'm talking about Babs. There's a girl's got looks, charm, personality, brains. Why, she's got everything I wanted when I was a kid. She don't have to waste her time with boys like Harry Bates.
Well, now, what kind of boys would meet with your approval?
Well, college boys. Boys with a future.
Just because a boy didn't go to college doesn't mean he hasn't got a future.
That's where you're wrong. You can't get no place without college. Take me. I'm a riveter. If I'd have gone to college, I wouldn't be hammering in rivets with my hands. I'd be using my head.
Go on to bed, Riley. Babs will be all right.
It's my duty to see that she meets the right kind of boys and picks out the right husband.
Oh, rubbish. Well, my father was just as concerned about me as you are about Babs. But he let me pick my own boyfriend, and when the time came, my own husband.
Well, I ain't going to make the same stupid mistake he did. Yes, sir, Gillis, you're lucky you got a son.
What's so lucky about that?
Well, when you got a son, you only got one boy to worry about. When you got a daughter, you got 100 boys to worry about.
That's where I was smart. I gave birth to a son.
Worry, worry, worry. Every minute, worry.
Well, at least your daughter's no stay-at-home like some poor girls. She's got plenty of dates.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty notorious, all right. I got no complaints there, but I'd like Babs to hang out with a higher-class type of fella. Refined, after all.
Watch it. Here comes the boss.
Where?
There, with that young guy.
O'Reilly, Gillis.
Oh, hello, boss.
Hello, Mr. Stevenson.
Boys, I want you to meet my nephew, Leonard Stevenson.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Oh, hello, Leonard.
Hi. You see, Leonard's studying aerodynamics at college and...
Oh, you go to college, Leonard?
Yes, sir.
I thought maybe one of you boys might show him around the plant.
Well, for sure, boss. I'd be only too glad to have Gillis show him around.
Huh?
But go on, Gillis. Don't keep Leonard waiting.
Oh, sure, sure. Glad to, Leonard. Thank you. I'm very interested in those new hydraulic presses.
That's fine. You can explain them to me.
That's a fine boy there, Mr. Stevenson.
Yes, he is. Got a great future. Comes from fine stock.
Yep. If I had a few shares of that stock, I'd have a future, too. yeah, he's a fine boy.
Brilliant student, too. likes to stay home and read.
Oh, my daughter, Babs, likes to stay home and read.
Oh, I wish he'd go out more often. I'm always telling him, Leonard, why don't you meet more people your own age?
Now, that's a coincidence. I keep telling my daughter, Babs, why don't you meet more young men your own age, like Leonard Stevenson?
Oh, I wish I knew some nice young... Say, I wonder if... No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you think maybe your daughter...
It's a date, boss.
Well, maybe toward the end of the week she...
Tonight! But, Babs, you've got to go out with Leonard Stevenson. He's going to phone in a few minutes.
Daddy, I keep telling you I have a date for tonight. I've been dying to go out with this boy for weeks.
Cancel it.
I can't. I just can't.
But you don't know what you're missing. Leonard is one boy in a million. He's so handsome. He's got blonde, wavy hair like Van Johnson. A flashing smile like Clark Gable. And a dimple in his chin like Cary Grant. Believe me, he's another Sonny Tufts. Well, what do you say?
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'd do it if I could, but...
All right. Subject is closed. But all I can say is this is a fine way to pay me back after all I've done for you.
Oh, Riley, stop pestering her. You had no right to...
Tell her, Peg. Well, she had the whooping cough and had to have a shot in the arm. Who walked 3 miles in a blizzard to bring the doctor? Who held her while he stuck that big needle in her little arm?
I did.
All right, but who fainted? I did. Okay, Babs, I ask you to do one little thing for your own benefit, and you turn me down.
Oh, all right, Daddy. I'll cancel my date and go out with this Leonard.
You will? Oh, that's great. You'll never regret it. This Leonard is a... The phone. Oh, boy, that must be him. Now, be nice to him, Babs. Tell him you love to go out with him. Tell... Oh. Hello? Oh, hello, Leonard. Yeah, Babs is here. Yeah, I'll put her on, and me and the wife will go out in the kitchen so Babs can be alone while you ask her to go out with you, which she will.
Minerva, you've just got to do it for me.
But, Babs, I don't need another boy, Leonard.
Well, neither do I. That's why it'll be all right.
Sure it will. What's going to be all right?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Minnie, I told you 3 times. Now, listen. I've got this date with Bruce, and my father wants me to go out with this Leonard, so I said yes. But now I can't get in touch with Bruce to break our date. So now I've got 2 dates. A date with Bruce and a date with Leonard. And you'll have to go out with Leonard.
Oh, where do I meet Bruce?
Not Bruce. You meet Leonard at the drugstore, and listen, you have to pretend you're me.
I'm you?
Well, Leonard's never seen me. You just say you're Babs Riley. Oh, you'll like me, Minerva. He's a college boy.
Oh, then I better take some money with me.
Oh, no, he's rich. And handsome, too. Oh, you'll have a grand time. But you mustn't tell anyone.
Oh, no, I won't. Babs, do you think he'll try to kiss me?
Well, he might.
Then I better tighten my pivot tooth. The last time I got kissed, I swallowed it.
Well, good night, Bruce. Thanks for a swell evening.
It was perfect, Ben. Can I call you again?
If you really want to, Bruce.
Oh, boy, do I. You'll hear from me soon.
All right, Bruce. Good night.
Good night, beautiful.
Hot or cold?
Oh, Daddy. I didn't see you sitting there.
I waited up to find out how your date went. Nice boy, huh?
Oh, he's wonderful, Daddy. I'm just wild about him, and I think he likes me.
Oh, you made a good impression, huh?
Well, I think so. He said he'd call me again soon.
Oh, that's great, honey. You really like him, huh?
Oh, he's got the cutest curly black hair.
Yeah, when I saw it since, black. This afternoon, Leonard was a blonde.
Leonard?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, did I say black? I meant blonde.
He's got you in a dither, all right. Well, this is one boy I don't mind you falling for.
Well, Daddy, I don't want you to get the wrong idea after all.
It's all right. You can't fool your old daddy. I know what's going on.
Yes, sir, Gillis, my dad sure made a hit with the big boss's nephew last night.
All right, stop bragging. My daughter would have made a bigger hit. I had a daughter.
And Leonard's crazy about her.
Come on, let's get back to work. I got to get some sleep before quitting time.
Hey, wait. There's Leonard just going into Stevenson's office. Come on.
Hey, where are you going?
I bet right now he's raving to the boss about Beth. If we get up close...
Wait, right here. It ain't nice to eavesdrop. You can get fired for it.
Well, tell me, Leonard. How was your date with that Riley girl last night?
Well, Uncle Carl, I hardly know what to say.
You hear that, Gillis? He can't find words good enough.
To be perfectly frank, Uncle, this Barbara Riley is just about the stupidest thing on 2 feet.
Stupid?
Babs? No, no.
So she made a big hit, huh, Riley?
I can hardly believe it, Leonard. I know the Rileys very well. Her mother's a fine, intelligent woman, and her father is... Well, maybe you're right.
Gillis, it ain't nice to eavesdrop. Come on.
Wait, this is fascinating.
Honest, Uncle Carl, she has no charm, no personality. She really needs a plumber.
A plumber?
She's a drift.
Gillis, let's get back to work.
Okay.
Carry me.
Don't take it so hard, Riley. Suppose she is a drift. Someday she'll meet a droop. And...
I don't understand it, Gillis. My dad's stupid. How could she be stupid? Why, ever since she was a little baby, I taught her everything I know. Oh, why did she pay attention to me?
We'll have a second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. The word for radiant hair is Prel.
Amazing Prel. Procter & Gamble's new radiant cream shampoo in a handy tube.
Prel is marvelous for two wonderful reasons. First, Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Examinations by a group of doctors proved it.
Second, Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap or soap shampoo. Prel can't leave a dulling soap film. For glamorous, radiant hair, don't look any further than that Prel tube.
And say that Prel tube's so handy. No messy jars, no slippery bottles.
So for hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, and easy to manage...
Ask for the shampoo in a handy tube. Prel. A little makes mountains of lather.
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is inside. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Right now, Riley is suffering.
Peg, it's true, I tell you. Stupid, that's the word he used.
Bad? Stupid?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. It's true, I'm her mother, but I still say you couldn't find a more charming or intelligent girl.
Well, that's what I thought. But when you get too close to a person, you can't judge anymore. For instance, I always thought you were beautiful, Peg.
Well, aren't I?
Well, I don't know. Who can tell? To a baboon, the most beautiful creature in the world is another baboon.
Oh, you're crazy.
Hey, this is serious. And it's up to
me. Now, look, you leave Babs alone.
No, it's no use. My head is made up. Babs has got to change, and I'm the one to change her. You know the saying, it takes a sow's ear to make a silk purse.
No, I haven't heard from Bruce yet. I just can't understand it. Bruce seemed to like me, and he said he'd call. What a life. You wait years for the perfect man, and then... Well, I'm in the middle of some ironing. See you tomorrow, Minnie.
Babs. Babsy.
In here, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Babs. What are you doing, honey?
Oh, nothing.
You look kind of blue. You're worried about a certain boy, ain't you?
Well, Yes, I am. I expected him to call me, but so far
he... Babsy, sometimes we've got to face certain things, no matter how horrible they are. Look at me, honey.
I mean,
well, sometimes a person is a little on the stupid side, but that ain't the end of the world, as long as that person is willing to change, right?
Oh, Daddy, I like you just the way you are.
Let me put it another way. You see, Babs...
Can we talk about the problem some other time, Daddy?
Babs, I don't like to see you brooding this way. I know what. Come on, let's go to a movie.
Oh, no, I've got to stay in. In case I get a call.
I hate to say this, baby, but I don't think he's ever going to call.
He's got to. He's just got to.
You kind of fell for this boy, huh?
Oh, he's a dream, Daddy. You know how it is. A girl meets a lot of boys, but it doesn't mean a thing. And then all of a sudden she meets the boy and she says to herself, this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. When I was going with your mother, I heard those very same words. The night I proposed to her, she introduced me to her father, and he said, is this it? But cheer up, it'll be all right. There are other boys.
Oh, you don't understand. The way I feel now, I couldn't look at another boy.
Neither could I.
Oh, excuse me, Daddy. I'd like to be alone for a while.
Sure. Sure, baby. Poor kid, a little heart's breaking. All on account of that no-good Leonard. Yes?
Good evening. My name is Bruce Taylor. Is Babs home?
Yeah, she's home, but she don't want to see you, son.
She doesn't?
Now, you'd just be wasting your time, son. She's crazy about a certain boy, Leonard.
Yeah, but she told me that I...
I'll tell you what she told me. She said she couldn't look at you.
But, well...
I'm sorry, son, but you ain't it. So run along, huh?
Oh, gosh, if that's the way she feels. Okay, good night.
Poor kid. You don't know what kind of a daughter I've got. He probably thinks she's charming.
Daddy, who was that at the door?
Oh, nothing important. Just some boy asking for you.
A boy? What boy?
Taylor.
Bruce? Bruce Taylor?
Yeah, that's it. But I got rid of him fast. I told him you don't want to see him.
Bruce,
yeah.
But he's the one I've been waiting to hear from, and you told him. Oh, you've ruined everything.
But, Babs, you said...
I'll never see him again.
But, Babs, I thought Leonard was the one...
Leonard, who cares about Leonard? I love and despise Leonard. You and your Leonard, I never want to hear the name Leonard again.
Hey, what's the matter? What happened? Riley, what did you do to Babs?
Nothing. I was just straightening out her life.
With that soda.
I'll be through in a minute.
I've got to get home.
I knew I could get that cherry through the straw.
Well, let's go.
Wait. Oh, look who's coming this way. Yay! Hey! He heard me. He's coming over.
Oh, he's cute. Who is he, Minerva?
Why, you know, that's Leonard Stevenson, the one you gave me that night.
But he's a perfect dream. I never thought of...
Oh, hello there. Nice to see you again, Barbara.
Hello, Leonard. I want to meet a friend of mine, Barbara Rowley. I'm Barbara. She's Minerva.
Well, could an innocent bystander get in on the joke?
I'm afraid I owe you an apology, Mr. Stevenson. You see, I'm Barbara Rowley, and she's Minerva. My father made that date with you, but I was busy, and Minerva wasn't doing anything, so I... Well...
Oh, so you're Babs Rowley. Well... Do you mind if I join you?
Oh, it'd be a pleasure. Gee, I'm sorry you have to go, Minerva.
Who, me? Oh, I'm not going anyplace.
Why, you know perfectly well you have a dentist appointment.
I have?
Why, Minnie, you just told me you have a toothache and you're simply in agony.
Oh, yes. Oh, excuse me, Leonard, I'm in agony.
Well, so you're bad.
So you're Leonard. I hope you're not angry with me.
Well, I don't know. I might be willing to discuss the question tonight. Say, around 8 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
Trouble, trouble, trouble. Nothing but trouble. I guess a guy never really gets rid of his troubles till he's introduced to the undertaker.
How do you do, Riley?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fast. You look horrible.
I feel horrible.
Oh, too bad. I feel tip-top. I've been over at the UEPHC.
UEPHC?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers, and Fallbearers Health Club. Tonight we had some wrestling bouts. I saw one man weighing 120 lift another man weighing 250 and then drop him 6 feet. Beautiful technique.
Well, I ain't really interested in wrestling, Digger. What I need is a plumber.
I see. The faucet keeps a dripping. A bloop, bleep.
Well, no, not exactly. I'm worrying about my daughter, Beb.
Ah, yes. Children are a problem. Yesterday, some hoodlums stole a sign from an airport and hung it on the door of my business establishment. So I was furious.
Why? What did the sign say?
Don't go the old-fashioned way. Fly there.
Well, Digger, my kid's good, only she's unpopular. A boy takes her out the first time, and he never sees her again.
Every day I go out with people for the first time, and that's the last I ever see of them.
It's because she's a little on the stupid side.
What did you say? How dare you, her father, talk about such a lovely girl in that fashion? You incense me, sir. I've got a good mind to lay you out.
Well, I know it sounds terrible. I couldn't believe it at first, but I heard this boy Leonard say so.
If this Leonard were here right now, I'd box his ears. I might even go further than that. He's a contemptible cad.
You think Babs is okay?
Of course, ma'am. Your Babs is cheerful, charming, and chic. Cute, coy, and captivating. I adore Babs. She's okay.
Well, of course she is. I'm ashamed of myself for ever doubting it. You know something, Digger? You've just opened my eyes.
Well, there's a first time for everything. Cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Listen, I was all wrong about Babs. She's a wonderful girl.
Of course she is.
I was a fool to believe that, Leonard, and I'm through interfering in her life. From now on, she can... Yes?
Good evening, sir. Is Babs in?
Leonard, get out of here, you convertible cad.
Now, wait, Riley.
But, Mr. Riley, I...
What's the idea of calling Babs stupid?
Oh, that was a mistake. I didn't mean Babs.
Don't lie. If you didn't mean Babs was stupid, who did you mean? The only other Riley you know is... Oh, I am, I? Get out of here.
Riley, for heaven's sake, will you...
I have a date with Babs.
She don't have no date with you.
Oh, Riley, what, you had
to... I know what I'm doing. Babs will thank me for this.
Oh, hello, Daddy. I thought I...
Everything's okay, darling. I threw him out.
Well, so long.
It was, please pardon the expression, Leonard.
Leonard? You threw him out?
Sam, you didn't hear me. This was Leonard, the boy you despised.
I do not. I think Leonard's perfectly wonderful. You just ruined my whole life.
That's twice. She's got more lives than a cat.
Well, Mr. Riley?
I don't get it. First it was Bruce, then it was Leonard, then it was Bruce. Now it's Leonard again. I'm going to get that girl psychoalkalized.
listen to me. I told you a thousand times.
The phone.
Babs will answer. Now listen, Riley. You've simply
got to stop. This place is getting to be a madhouse.
Yeah. Look here, Riley.
Mr. Stevenson, how are you, boss?
I was waiting in the car to give Leonard a lift downtown. What's this he tells me?
But it was a mistake, boss.
People don't get very far when they go around insulting.
Boss, it was a mistake, but it's okay now. Beds would love to go out with Leonard, honest. If she don't, she can fire me.
Well, I suppose mistakes can happen.
Yeah, especially around here.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, hello, Mr. Stevens.
Oh, good evening.
Daddy, I'm sorry I made a scene before.
Oh, that's okay, honey.
Everything's all right now. I'm going out.
You see, boss, what did I tell you? Well, run along, Daddy. We don't want to keep Leonard waiting.
Leonard? But, Daddy, I'm going out with Marvin.
Mervyn? Who's Mervyn?
He just phoned me. Good night.
Well, Riley?
Mervyn. Who's Mervyn?
I'm still waiting, Riley. What about Leonard's date?
I don't know, boss. I guess Leonard will have to go out with Bruce. It's a losing fight. I know.
We'll be back in just a moment. Procter & Gamble thanks you for your letters about Prell, the new radiant cream shampoo in the tube. Yes, hundreds of unsolicited letters tell about wonderful Prell. Miss Isabella Ketchum of East Orange, New Jersey writes,
"No shampoo I've ever used gave results so pleasing, so satisfactory as Prell. Prell left my hair soft and silky. Now I'm a Prell booster."
Friends, you'll boost Prell, too, when you see how quickly Prell removes unsightly dandruff. Leaves hair radiant. You'll sing about
P-R-E-L-L, Pearl Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is inside. Comes in too, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Pearl Shampoo.
Oh, gee, I'm glad Mr. Stevenson didn't fire me last night.
Oh, it's not your fault he didn't.
What do you mean? Didn't I get Leonard a date to go dancing?
You got him a date, all right. And my feet are still killing me.
Well, thanks, I guess.
Invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Chip, Alan Lipscott, and Jack Brecker. Music by Lou Kozlov. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Bigger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Otter. Stevenson is Ken Christie. Leonard is Gil Stratton. Minerva is Sandra Gould. And Bruce is Irvin Lee. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brecker.
The post of old Broadway. She knew how to cast the new bow. She kept her nice things bright and gay with wonderful ivory snow.
Yes, wonderful ivory snow is a regular beauty bath for pretty blouses, print dresses, and sheer nylon stockings. And your hands will tell you why. Prove how wonderful ivory snow is for nice washables by this simple test. This week, wash dishes with ivory snow. When you see how it pampers your hands, you'll really know it's extra kind to your fine fabrics. You see, there's no other soap like it. Ivory Snow is actually the only granulated soap that's ivory mild. Makes suds instantly and lukewarm, even in cool water. Remember, your hands will tell you why Ivory Snow keeps lovely washables lovely longer. Ivory Snow is so kind to your hands, you just know it's kind to sheer nylons and dainty lingerie and blouses.
Yes, wonderful ivory snow.
S-N-O-W.
This is Ken Carpenter reminding you that for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L, Prell Shampoo. And listen again next week when Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Good night.